Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. It is Friday, October 16, 2015, and I'm excited to say we have another great show for you today. Today we'll be talking about what kind of business are you in? And the reason why I ask that question is because as a business coach, a speaker's coach, someone who has been an entrepreneur all their life but have been full-time in entrepreneurship for the last 2 years and continually bumping into people or meeting people who are either interested about starting their own business, have started their own business and wondering have they done the right thing, as well as those who are well-established in their own businesses. And the reason why I ask this question is because I truly believe that entrepreneurship is definitely the key to freedom. If you truly want to live life on your own terms, then entrepreneurship is the way. If you truly believe that you have something to offer this world, entrepreneurship is truly the way. And so before we begin, I'll just give a little introduction about who I am, not just as your radio host, but also about your speaker for today. So my name is Fayola Delica, and I have been a speaker's coach for the last 2 years. Initially, I coined myself as a life and business coach, radio host, author, and speaker. And as I continue to evolve and realizing if you truly want to be successful in business, there's a process. There's a process that needs to take place, and that process begins on the first understanding who you are. And when you understand who you are, whether it's your weaknesses and your strengths, or what is your purpose, or identifying your life experiences, then that's when you can start pinpointing exactly how you can be put your mark in this world by being an entrepreneur. So once you find that path and you realize, I am great at this particular, I have this great talent or gift, whether you have done some self-inventory and kind of reflected on what that gift is, or if others have come up to you and say, hey, you're really good at this, and then if it happens pretty frequently, then you probably need to pay attention, because I truly believe that reoccurring themes are the ones that will help you to identify what you are good at, as well as how you can find your special gift and talent mark and monetize it, because you always want a unique selling proposition, and that unique selling proposition is what makes you unique. And so I was honored this week. I'm not going to try to pronounce her last name, but I will definitely say her first name. She is well-known in South Florida. I went to Jennifer Dietrich's event this week, and I had the honor of meeting the brand expert, the brand guru, Michelle Villalobos. And it was just interesting. It's sitting in a room full of entrepreneurs, a group of women from various levels, various backgrounds, various businesses. And we were just talking about branding. How do you brand yourself, especially if you are in, if you have different businesses? And so my question to her was, as I am a business coach and I focus on speakers and startups, as well as I'm a speaker, an author, I have an etiquette school, and I have all these, you know, kind of all these different skill sets, but how do you brand it or branch it under one? And what was the interesting fact was she said, find what you're, and I'm paraphrasing what she said to me. She said, find what it is that you are good at, your number one talent, your number one gift, and use that to monetize what other services or what other businesses you have. And so when I thought about that, interestingly, it's something about being in a room full of people who are like-minded, being in a room who have the same energy, the same drive and passion. Because when I first began my journey in entrepreneurship, it started being in a strategic group. And being in a strategic mastermind group, it was four women, and we had just attended Mrs. Marshawn Evans, now Daniels, event in Atlanta, and we were saying, okay, we all want to be speakers, so what are we going to do? We just got all this great information for the last three-day conference in Atlanta. We come back home to South Florida, and we said we're going to get together and encourage one another and get our businesses started. So as we were in this group, each of us were different levels of our business, and as we're in different levels of our business, we were able to find out what that unique gift is in each one of us. And so for me, they kept pinpointing that you're great at organizing a process, putting a system in place or constructing a system. And so that's initially how my manuals came about, the Ultimate Speaker's Manual, the How to Presenting a Professional Speaking Business, which which was released in 2014, which was last year. And then this year, the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual, the How to Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business, because they kept asking me, so what do you put in a form? What do you put in contracts? You know, what kind of things should you ask? And I kind of had to do my own trial and error because I was not official business or finished incorporating my business, and I ran into someone who asked me to speak, and it was way before my deadline to have everything in line for my business, but I did not want to miss the opportunity, especially, you know, I was just really excited about being a speaker and being a professional speaker. I've always been a speaker. I've been speaking all my life and had opportunities to speak at different platforms, but actually making it a profession, making it my livelihood, was a different experience. And so realizing that there was a professional business component to it that needed to take place. So when this individual who's representing an organization asked me to speak, I was like, wow, I'm not ready. It was March 11th, I can remember, because I remember I was rushing to get all my paperwork done. And I had 7 days in order to get my business to look like a business before I go to this event, which was about 80 women. There were a few men, and it was empowering women to become business owners. And the organization that was hosting it was People Helping People. It was their biannual women's ladies' night event. And it's an opportunity where they empower women in so many different ways and had great speakers. So the first speaker was a national speaker, and then I was following her. No, I was first. I spoke, and then a national recognized speaker spoke after me. And it was so interesting that when you are put in a corner, especially when it comes to business and challenging yourself, because I was so afraid. I was like, can I really do this? You know, do I have what it takes? I don't have an MBA. I didn't go, my undergrad is not in business administration or any kind of business courses. I attempted to take some business courses when I was at the University of Florida when my major was health education. And business minor, let's just say that was not for me, especially taking business courses online. And I wasn't as astute back, but definitely nursing school took me on a more strategic plan in studying and being more academically inclined. But in having said that, it was just, I said I had to get it done. I didn't want to miss this opportunity. I didn't want to look unprepared. And it was from then on that I realized that anything you want to do in life, sometimes God, your faith, or whatever you believe, universe, kind of gives you that opportunity and kind of gives you that nice nudge, which may be a little forceful. And so after that opportunity, I was excited. I enjoyed speaking on stage. I had opportunities to speak at national platforms. And every time that I did, it was just amazing, the overwhelming feeling that you get when people are lined up to speak to you after you've spoken and you get off the stage. And they're telling you, oh, what you shared was moving, or what you talked about really inspired me, or I had that same hardship. And that's when I connected with it on a different level to say, you know, it's not just the opportunity to speak. It's not just that you are articulate and you have great oracle skills. It's really the key that you have to impact the lives of others. It's your voice. It's your message that can truly transform people and the world. And that's when I began to realize that there was more to being a speaker than what I had initially planned. And through the interim, just evolving and meeting different people and building the business, how I wanted to be able to not just use it to be a paid speaker, but to use my voice and my speaking abilities to really change our society in whatever form or fashion, as a community leader, as an aspiring politician, or an aspiring legal advocate, whatever that was, I wanted to realize and help others to realize that your voice, your ability to speak, should not be taken lightly. And so that's why, through the journey of building my own speaking business, that I wanted to empower others to speak and help them to cultivate that gift that they had in them. Some people are afraid to speak because they're fear of public speaking, but they know they have something to say. Or some people think that if they speak, that nobody wants to listen to them because there's so many different speakers out there and everyone's probably talking about the same thing, and what makes my message or my story different. Or people say, I've started, but I'm not really at a place where I feel I can give more. And I feel like I'm at a place that, you know, I can take this to the next level, but I just don't know how to. And that's why the Ultimate Life, the Ultimate Speaker's Manual came to be as I was going through my own process, and of not just my strategic mastermind group that I shared with earlier, but also random people would ask me opinion and advice about how do you conduct your speaking business? How do you make it look professional? What things need to be in place? And it's one of those things that as you evolve in your business, you know, they say when you're starting your business, you should not be general. Because if you are general, that means that you have a broad audience, but no one really knows what to pinpoint you for. Like they can't say, oh, you know, I need someone to help me coach on how to start a business. But if you're just a random professional coach, you didn't really pinpoint what your target audience is or where you want to go or who specifically you want to work with, people won't really know how to reach out to you. People won't really know how to keep you in mind if they need that particular problem or solution to a particular problem. And so when you start off in business, it's something where you're very general because you don't know where to start, and then you want to be the millions overnight. So you say, I'm gonna be for everybody, whether you write a book, whether you're a coach, whether you're a speaker, or whatever other business you're in. You're going to think, well, if I'm general, then I'll have more. More fishes will come to me. But if the fish don't know where to go and you don't have the right bait for them, how is the fish able to grab onto your bait or come to you? And so as you are in business, sometimes you may have to evolve. Sometimes you may find your niche through the process. And I tell people, if you're thinking about getting in business, don't discourage. Just start somewhere. Because when you start somewhere, then you're able to find out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what do you like in business, what do you don't like in business, what do you want to focus on in your business. And so it is a challenge starting off. But once you get started, clarity comes. And I truly believe in order to really reach your goals and dreams is taking the first step. And sometimes that first step is scary because you don't know what to expect, or fear or uncertainty or just overwhelming, or asking, can I be able to provide for my family if I step out and leave my 9-to-5? And I have nothing wrong with 9-to-5ers. And that's you, and you enjoy what you do. I just say have a business on the side, because you're never guaranteed tomorrow. I've met people, and even myself, thought we were secure in our industry. We thought we were secure in our positions, or in our company, but unfortunately various situations can come around and no one can really guarantee that you'll be with your company. And being able to set yourself up to say, if that happens, I have a backup plan. If that happens, then I'm able to provide for my family because I've been working on my business on the side. So when it talks about, so when we talk about becoming a business owner, asking what kind of business are you in, it's really identifying who you are as a person. What is your purpose? What do you want to leave this earth with? Because as the late Dr. Miles Monroe said, he said, before you go to the grave, you should empty out everything in you. Because he said the graveyard is the richest place on earth, because that's where so many dreams have died with people, because they were afraid, or they didn't know where to get started, or they didn't think they were worthy enough, or whatever other things may block them or hold them back. I know myself, I don't want to be that person to go to the grave with all the gifts and talents and the dreams that are in me. And the people that I'm connected to and surround around, I don't want them as well. And I challenge anyone who befriends me or comes into my circle, I say, you know, are you living out your goals and dreams? Are you truly being the person that you are meant to be? And, you know, that's the challenge I give to you all as you're listening today, is if you're thinking about getting to business, or if you're thinking about doing something, don't hesitate. You know, that goal, that gift, that dream, that talent in you, it's not by happenstance that you have it. And just because there could be millions of people in the world who want to do what you do or who are doing what you do, no one can do it like you, because you are unique. You are your own unique selling proposition, your USP, but you have to know how to sell it and market it. So as you evolve in your business and you find out your niche and you're realizing who your target audience is, and when I meet people, whether it's networking or whether it's my clients, I say, who's your ideal client? And I say, if you're wherever you are and someone is coming towards you, what does that ideal client look like? And be as specific as possible. How do they look? How do they walk? How do they talk? Knowing not just the demographics, but their psychodemographics, primary, secondary, tertiary, you know, where do they live? What kind of cars do they drive? What do they like to do for leisure time? what is their background? You know, all those different things to get to know somebody. And that's your market research or your market analysis or even finding out who your customers are. Because when you're marketing to them, when you're working with them, when you're trying to find your ideal client, if you know them specifically, like you can pinpoint who your ideal client is. Your ideal client is a female. She's 45 years old. She makes $75,000. She's been working with her company. She's a middle-level management person. She works for a technology company. She has a bachelor's. She is she's a single woman. She lives in 33336. She drives a Audi. She enjoys traveling. She travels at least once or twice a year. She loves to go to spas. She loves to shop at Lord & Taylor or periodically Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom. She enjoys hanging out with her friends on the weekend. She, you know, just be as specific as possible when you think about your client. Because when you're specific on who your ideal client is and you can pinpoint exactly those details, and that helps you to identify what places you should go to the network, how you should present yourself on social media, how you should present yourself in your speaking engagements or when you're writing your books, keeping your ideal client in mind at all times with everything that you do in your business will truly help minimize the frustration and the stress, because you won't be wasting your time throwing out a net into an open ocean. You'll be throwing out your net into a lake because you realize that lake is specific and there's only specific people in that lake. And so when you know that ideal client, you know your purpose, you know your ideal client. Once you know your ideal client, then you need to find out what problem do they have that you could be a solution to. Because when you are an entrepreneur, when you are a business owner, you're not in business for yourself. You're in business for your client. Because when you are in business for your client, you're keeping your client in mind at all times. As you're thinking about that client, you structure the business, you structure that product and or service to them, because that's who you're appealing to. You're not the one buying your product and or service. It's that customer. It's that ideal customer that is buying your product and or service. So you want to make sure you appeal to them so they're able to find out and connect with you because of the great products and services you have and how you can change their lives and give them awesome results at the end after working with you. So when you have that ideal client in mind and you know how to market to them because you know what problem they have and you're that solution to, make sure when you find out what that problem is and you're the solution to it, know who your competitors are and identify those competitors and understand how they work. Because that will help you to understand how you can step out and be unique and be different from them. Because you want to be the leader. You want to be the expert. You want to be known in that space. And as I think of another coach that I've been through his program, Mr. Bill Walsh, and I attended Rainmaker. And when I attended Rainmaker, it was a two-day event. It just really opened my mind to understand how much work you have to put in the beginning in understanding your business, how much work and insight you have to think about. How do you want your business to run? Because when I met his son and I told his son how I was running my business, he said, "You have a high-paying job. If you want a high-paying job, go back to your profession," which my profession was healthcare, and I made a lot of money in healthcare. And he said, if that's what you want to do, if you run your business like this, and that's what you have. But if you want to truly leverage your time, and people who come into business to be entrepreneurs are looking for freedom, increased income, and ability to have more time to do what they love. And that's why I went into business, because I enjoyed what I did in healthcare. I enjoyed what I did in the community, but I wanted to live life on my own terms. I didn't want someone to tell me when I can go, when I have to wake up, when I have to go to sleep to get ready to go to work the next day, when I can take my vacations. And God forbid, maybe one day I may have to step back into that realm. But at this present moment, for the goals and dreams that I'm seeking to have, entrepreneurship is what's really going to get me that accelerated result in being free in every aspect and every area of my life. So when I went to Bill Walsh Rainmaker two-day event, it helped me to understand that you have to work with the end in mind. If you want to make a certain amount of money a year, then you have to know from that number, how many clients do you need a day? How many clients do you need a week? And it's not really clients as far as what you're giving. It's how you're serving people. When you think about servicing people, when you think about not just you in the sense that you're doing this because you want the results of getting paid. Yes, you do, but having a heart of servitude, meaning that you are there to serve people. So think about how many people you'll serve on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly, and all these different things, and that will help you to understand how hard you have to work. And then he said, once you reach your number, take time off. And I started that initially, and then I got involved in different projects, and it just took all my time, and I'm working all day, every day. And today I was like, after the radio show, I am going to go to the beach and just take a mental break. Because if you keep moving and keep moving and keep moving, you're unable to refresh yourself. You're unable to relax and wind down so your creativity and your productivity can be increased. There's a book out there called The Four-Day Work Week. And various companies and various people are doing that same thing, and they have increased results and productivity and creativity because they've taken care of themselves, because they took that time off. I mean, I won't take the whole day off today because I have things to do to get ready for this weekend, which I'll be sharing later in the show, but at least taking just a couple of hours to just allow your mind to just breathe, to allow your mind to say, I need to shut down, I just need to refresh myself. Because if you keep going and going and going and going and going and going, it's like the Energizer Bunny, but eventually the Energizer Bunny does get tired. We don't see it in the commercials, and we see it in real life when you have that Duracell battery and it says it's going to last forever and it really doesn't at the end. That's like people, especially entrepreneurs, because yes, we have the freedom, but sometimes we are so, I don't want to say workaholics, but we're so goal-oriented and we're so focused. We're working on a project. We have to meet that deadline. We have to make sure everything is done properly before we can actually relax and take a deep breath. And so when you think about that and you have that all in mind, you know your purpose, you know your ideal client, you know your product and or service, you know what number you want at the end of the year and working backwards to work that plan. The next step is understanding that you are a business owner, you are an entrepreneur, and you have to conduct yourself in a way. And I say that because when I see entrepreneurs and I see people who are business owners, it's over time they lose their passion, their drive, and they lose that sparkle in the eye when they first started talking about their business, when they first started talking about their product and their service. So when those times come, and yes, they do come, because I had them like this morning. I was like, I'm so exhausted. I am not getting out of bed. Then realizing I got a lot of work to do to get ready for this weekend and just get up. You know, you just got to keep going and do what you got to do. Sometimes you do have to take that break. But, you know, it's something about learning how to manage the time and learning how to manage your resources and leveraging your projects. You know, finding people, whether you barter with people, whether you partner with people, or whether you hire people, realizing you can't do it all yourself. And entrepreneurs, we tend to have that syndrome, I guess I would call it, is that no one can do it better than me. And I can do it myself because it saves more time. In actuality, it really doesn't. So if you realize that you need to delegate, and even Mr. Bill Walsh said this. He said, entrepreneurs and people who want to be successful, their average hourly rate is $548. So if you are doing a task, if you are working on something and it does not equate anywhere near that, or let's bring the number down, whatever your hourly rate is, and if it doesn't reflect your hourly rate, then you need to delegate. And once again, that delegating is bartering, meaning that you exchange services. No money per se is exchanged between you and that person, or you and that company, service, whatever. Or you partner with people. And whether that's you have a business together and you work with other people and everyone takes their own skill sets and helps to grow that business. Or you hire people, you pay people for their services. So if you're in that situation and you're saying the task that I'm doing right now, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, and it does not equate to your hourly rate, then it's time to delegate. Because to truly take your business to the next level, you have to focus, you have to work on your business, not in your business. And the first couple of years as an entrepreneur, yes, you are doing everything, or you may be doing everything because that's not always the case for everybody. Or you may have to find ways to be creative to get things done, because it can be stressful because you're figuring out how to use technology. You're figuring out marketing. You're figuring out bookkeeping. You're figuring out operations. You're figuring out management. You're figuring out how to just run the business. And, yes, all those different hats can be stressful, and you're just like, what did I just do in starting this business? Because I have to do everything. But I think that's a great skill to have in the beginning when you are doing everything, so you can understand when you're delegating and you're asking someone else to do that task for you, you know what the expectations are. You may not fully be the expert in that industry on what that task is. Let's say you're in fashion and you need technology services. So you initially in your beginning of your business had to do the technology for yourself, but now that you're ready to delegate it and hire someone, whoever you hire, you're going to know what your expectations are because you at least understand the basics. You may not understand it to its full extent, but at least you have an understanding of what your expectations are, what you're going to be asking this person to do for you. Now, as we journey through that and understanding you have all that taken care of, the next coach that I dealt with was, who is it? I would say in this season that I'm in, I'm looking at different coaches to see how can I take my business to the next level. And so there are two that I'm looking at, well, more than two, but one specifically that I connected with. And what I enjoyed about her experience is that, and as I say this, as I share all these different programs and services that I've been through, it's just to give you insight. You know, I'm not saying that you have to go out and work with these same coaches. They're all great. But find out who works for you and where you are in your business. And, you know, when you're looking for someone to be your coach or your mentor, do they have the same personality? Will they understand your personality? Will they understand your business? Will they be able to take you where you want to go? And you have to make sure that the personalities and the energy match, because you don't want to work with someone who your energies don't vibe and you guys can't get along and they really don't understand you or your business or what you're trying to do. And it'll be frustrating, because to really invest in yourself to get a coach or a mentor it can be very expensive. And so the next coach or the next person that I've in the short term been exposed to is Kelly Keisha. And going to her event and looking how she does things, it's just interesting because she brings a family perspective. She brings her heart, her body, her personal life into her business. And I think that's what makes her resonate with a lot of women, and yes, men too, but mostly women, and how people connect with her, as she's one of the biggest coaches, not just in South Florida, but internationally. She's a multi-million dollar direct selling company. She did MLMs, and that's how she initially started her success. And now she has her own business and helping with people with branding and starting their businesses and all these other different services that she has. And when I saw how involved she is with her clients, she is so involved with her clients. I've dealt with a few of her clients, and I know some of her clients on a personal level or as acquaintances, and she invites them as a family. It's not just, you are my client, you pay me for my services, and once the services are done, that's it. She really invites them in as an extended part of her family, and I highly respect her for that. And I think that's where a good amount of her success comes from as well, because she makes them feel at home. She makes them feel as part of her circle, her family. And then there's some other coaches that I'm looking at, but just to kind of keep it brief, that is what, when you're thinking about what kind of business you are in, those are the kind of things you want to look into, because it's great to be an entrepreneur. It's awesome. It's a great experience. I want to change it for the world. Of course, there are times that I asked myself, what are you thinking? You should go back to where your stability and your security will come from. But then true freedom comes at a high price. When true freedom comes at a high price, then you know that sometimes you may have to sacrifice. And, you know, I don't mind sacrificing now. You know, sometimes I may not be able to do the things that I want to do or take up some opportunities, but I know what my end goal is. And, you know, sometimes people may criticize you for some things that you're working towards, but I'd rather have them laugh now and me laugh later than me laugh now and they laugh later. because I've come to realize whatever you're working hard for, sometimes you have to kind of isolate yourself. Sometimes you kind of have to be strategic in the things that you want to do. But I know I'd rather work hard now while I'm young, while I'm able to set myself up for the future that I seek to have, for the life I seek to have, for the goals and the dreams that I seek to achieve later on in life. I'd rather sacrifice now than able to enjoy it later. Because life is too short, and so whatever gifts and talents you have, whatever you've decided to do in this world, do not limit yourself. And before we close, I would like to share what is going on this weekend with my companies as we have a busy weekend. Tomorrow, the 360 Evolution Academy, which is a holistic etiquette school, and we mainly focus on youth. We also work with college students transitioning to the workforce and singles getting ready for healthy dating relationships. But our youth program, last year was our first year. This is our second year doing the program. It's an 8-week program. Last year was live. This year we're doing virtual due to wanting to step out and hit a broader market, as well as opportunities and travel, since I'm doing a lot of different things this time around. I didn't want to miss the opportunity to have the courses, but make it more mobile and flexible that I'm able to still have the courses while other things are while I have other obligations. And so with the 360 Evolution Academy, instead of having a 360 boy and a 360 girl, we are having the 360 youth, evolution to maturity. And this year's theme is Shine the Right Way. So we have a lot of great speakers. We have a lot of great opportunities coming up. So if you have a youth between the ages of 11 and 17, middle school and high school, and you want to expose them to the finer things in life, well, we'll be talking about finances, mental and emotional health, spiritual health and purity, etiquette, image consulting, public speaking and leadership, educational and professional goal setting. And we're getting the best of the best in our communities in order to be a great role model and tell these youth, no matter where you are, no matter your background or what you've been through in life, that your future is just as bright, but you have to invest today. When you invest in today, then your tomorrow will thank you. And so as we are excited that this opportunity is starting tomorrow, if you would like more information about this or you would like to go ahead and get your virtual ticket, it's only $30 for 8 weeks, and that is priceless. For the opportunities and the speakers that we're going to have and the high caliber, this is something that we should be having all around in educating and investing in our future, investing in our children, because if we help them at a young age to understand who they are with self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-love, it's a beautiful thing to see them evolve into who they really meant to be, because sometimes they don't have someone to speak life over them. Sometimes they don't have someone to encourage them. Then on Sunday, I am excited as well. On Sunday, Fayola Delica LLC is hosting a free webinar, Jumpstart Your Speaking, where we are going to be talking about those who, aspiring speakers, veteran speakers. If you're wanting to speak but you don't know how to get started, this webinar is for you. If you are a speaker and you want to perfect your speaking skills, this webinar is for you. If you are already a professional speaker and you really want to take your business to the next level, or you're even wanting to take your speaking into a business aspect, then this webinar is for you. It's a free webinar taking place on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to have a great time just giving some valuable information and saying what's taking place at Fayola Delica LLC as we're launching an online speakers training program, which during the webinar you get more information about that. So if you would like information about either one of these events or like to know what else is going on, there is not enough time today to talk about the other things that are going on with my companies, but follow me on Facebook, Fayola Delica Business Coach. You can follow up me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Fayola Delica, as well as LinkedIn, it's Fayola Delica. And for the companies, if you want more information about the youth program, please go to the Facebook page, the 360 Evolution Academy. Once again, that's the 360 Evolution Academy, and you'll find a link to our website, and as well as the webinar on Sunday. If you'd like more information about that or to register as well, please go to our Facebook page, Fayola Delica LLC, and on that Facebook page you'll find the link for the webinar, as well as more information about what's taking place. So I am so excited. It's a busy weekend, but we're going to have some fun, because to invest in yourself takes time. To be the person you are meant to be takes time. But most of all, if you truly love yourself, if you truly care about yourself, and you want to impact this world in such ways, Sometimes you just got to invest in yourself and be productive and efficient and know that your hard work shall pay off. So I look forward to enjoying this beach real quick. So you all enjoy your weekend. It does look like there may be some rain today here in South Florida. Once again, I must be a meteorologist. That must have been in my former life. But thank God it's not as hot, and I'm just going to go to the beach and let this breeze just cool me down before I get started once again and doing some work. But you guys enjoy your weekend. Be safe. But most of all, realize the evolution is in you. Live your life, as well as if you change your mind, you change your life. Take care. My name is Faye Delica. We are here every weekend. Every weekend. Every Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.